Good morning. It is Tuesday, October the 29th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. And it's Tuesday, and we know what that means. It means tacos, friends. I think my path may cross a Taco Bell today. It just might. Yeah, there's one in Stuttgart. And I've got to take my son to a doctor appointment over there. So, there you go. Last Tuesday, we were in Savannah, Georgia, at the Great Good Shepherd Church, and we had the first ever Wake Up Call Taco Tuesday tour stop, and had a great night. I mentioned that last week, I think, but it was great. Who knows where the next stop may be? Well, we've got a meeting with God ahead of us this morning. So let's prepare our hearts. We're coming into His presence. Let's pray the prayer of consecration. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, They Came to the Desert of Sinai, the Reason for It All. Our text is Exodus chapter 19, verses 1 through 8. Hear now the word of the Lord. On the first day of the third month, after the Israelites left Egypt, on that very day, they came to the desert of Sinai. After they set out from Rephidim, they entered the desert of Sinai, and Israel camped there in the desert in front of the mountain. Then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain and said, This is what you are to say to the descendants of Jacob, and what you are to tell the people of Israel. You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt, and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites. So Moses went back and summoned the elders of the people and set before them all the words the Lord had commanded him to speak. The people responded together, We will do everything the Lord has said. So Moses brought their answer back to the Lord. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. We come to a major new chapter in the story of God and the story of us. Welcome to Mount Sinai. If we're narrating the storyline of Scripture so far at a high level, we might frame it like this: creation, fall, flood, Babel, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Egypt, Moses, plagues, Passover, Red Sea, Sinai. While every one of those words denotes an entire world in and of itself, all of them together tell the grand story of God, at least the so far. Our great aspiration must be to know the story inside out and upside down. Not so we can be Bible experts, but because this is our story. In order for us to live out our chapter of the story, we must know the story that has come before. Our memory determines our imagination. The people of God remember their way into the future. Mount Sinai is shorthand for the Ten Commandments, which is shorthand for the giving of the law to Moses for the people of God. Few events are more pivotal in the history of the world than this one. Though a lot has happened since leaving Egypt, we are only 3 months into the journey when we come to this mountain of monumental magnitude. Now we come to the reason for it all. God decreed this word to the Israelites, and Moses declared it to them. You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession. There has been drama and trauma, hardship and difficulties, and through it all, provision and protection. All of this can be neatly captioned under the extraordinarily messy category of deliverance. Now we come to the reason for it all. God delivered the Israelites from Egypt into the wilderness and onward to the promised land for a relationship with himself, for their good, for others' gain, and for his glory. Let's run the replay in slow motion. I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations, you will be my treasured possession. Remember, this is God speaking to his people, even to us. Let's slow it down to frame by frame. I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Did you see it? That's plan A. Finally, we are back to plan A. I brought you to myself. He didn't bring us out for what we could do for him. He brought us out for himself. This is about God. And because this is about God, this is about a fierce, jealous, overwhelming, protective, providing, all-consuming kind of love. He simply asks us to listen to or obey him and keep the covenant. And then he tells us what will happen as a result of this. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. God's plan is to make himself known to the rest of the world through the way he loves and lives in relationship with this particular and peculiar group of people. This was the plan all along, and it will be the plan going forward. A kingdom of priests and a holy nation. If we fast forward to the closing sections of the scriptures, we will see virtually this same language again spoken about the church. This is from 1 Peter 2:9. but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. In order for us to become the fullness of His presence in the world, He will transform our sin-sick, broken nature to become like His love-filled, holy nature. This is the point of Mount Sinai. This is why the law is revealed. And the gateway into this gifted life is simple, loving obedience. Now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant. And look what we said. The people all responded together, "We will do everything the Lord has said." Of course we will do everything the Lord has said. Why? Because I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Makes you want to know what He will say to us on Mount Sinai, doesn't it? Stay tuned. The prayer for deliverance. Lord Jesus, you are my deliverer. You brought us to yourself. Yes, you brought me to yourself. I want to let that soak in. You carried me on eagle's wings, and you brought me to yourself. Lord Jesus, you paid a debt you did not owe because I owed a debt I could not pay. You rescued me from darkness, delivered me from death, and brought me out of chaos and into your new creation. And all of this so you could bring me to yourself. I want to receive deliverance now from everything that keeps me from you, and into the kind of obedience and covenant keeping that is the promised land of a relationship with you. It will be for my good, for others' gain, and for your glory. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen. Our journal prompts today. Have you realized yet, in a personal and particular way, that God has carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to Himself? Would you ask Him to reveal this to you, or to refresh the revelation, to restore you to what I call the prominence of first love? And for our hymn today, we're going to sing a true classic, "Jesus Loves Me." We know the words, but it's in our hymnal, and I got to look up the page number right quick, because we've got a set of verses here I want to make sure we get right. "Jesus Loves Me." All right, 155. We're going to sing all three verses. "Jesus loves me, this I know." But I don't think I need to repeat myself. I think I was pretty emphatic today. And I think you hear both the joy and the sobriety of this, the reason for it all. He brought us to Himself. I brought you. I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. I kept thinking of Lord of the Rings, and There's multiple scenes in there where he literally rescues, you know, like Frodo and Sam on eagle's wings from Mordor and carries them to safety. And there's that scene in one of the Hobbit stories where, again, the eagles come and carry them to safety. This is how good God is. Think about that text in Isaiah. I think it's Isaiah 40. But those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They will be lifted up on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Some of you are in that moment right now, and that's the thing. I mean, he continues to do this for us. If we can just sort of get still and shoot up the signal flare, wave our arms, say, "Here I am, Lord. I need your help. I belong to you. I am yours. Come and get me. Lift me up on the eagle's wings and bring me to yourself." All right. He does it because he loves us. Let's sing. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died, heaven's gate to open wide. He will wash away my sin, let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus, take this heart of mine, make it pure and wholly thine. Thou hast bled and died for me. I will henceforth live for thee. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. It's one of the first hymns you learn in the church as a child, and you never outgrow it. Just want to leave that one with you today to maybe keep on singing. Just let that little boy, that little girl that first sang that song, come back out and bring that back into today, that childlike faith. You know, there's that childlike faith on the front end, and then there's that childlike faith that can come on the back end. It's what Thomas Kelly would call the second naivete. The naivete after all the struggle and all the sophistication. He says it's on the yonder side of the struggle and the sophistication in life, the second naivete. That's my blessing for you today, that you would find that place in these coming days as we keep journeying through the wilderness. We're going to camp out here at Mount Sinai now for some days. But we got to remember, he didn't bring us out to give us the rules and punish us for not obeying them. He brought us on eagle's wings. He brought us, carried us to himself. Let's celebrate and get in touch with that today. Get your seeds. You know, people sense that kind of countenance in a person when it's there. They know that person's safe and good and trustworthy because they sense the presence of God in them. That's the burning bush. That's who you are. On fire, not consumed. I'll see you on the field for the awakening. I'm J.D. Wald.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.